You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, the Orioles back in front in the American League East heading into Tuesday's action, percentage points ahead of the Boston Red Sox, tied as far as the game's back column goes. But they're rained out on Monday, and so on Tuesday they'll go with Kevin Gausman instead of the Tyler Wilson, who was supposed to go on Monday. So when you look at the way the rotation works out with the rain delay, did this postponement help out the Orioles a little bit?
Oh, it definitely did. They didn't have a Wednesday starter. They were really kind of worried about who they were going to use on Wednesday, how they were going to get through maybe the first two games of the series without using their long guy Vance Worley, who was probably going to start. So they're very relieved that there's no longer a three-game series.
Brittany, I wanted to talk about Manny Machado, and I guess we probably end up talking about him just about every week, the year he's having. But the fact that he is continuing to hit the way that he has, and he has, without a hitch, moved over from third base to shortstop, does that just, like, it almost adds something else to what he's doing? Not only is he as good as he is at the plate, and we know how good a third baseman he is, but he's been able to move back to shortstop with J.J. Hardy down and really give the team an extra lift.
Yeah, he's just been on another level. And I think when you look offensively and defensively, as you mentioned, the ability to move over to shortstop really gives them dial up anything the Orioles need. And it's pretty remarkable to watch, especially on an everyday basis, the kind of season that he's having. So it just seems like there's a whole other level that he can go to. And he's showing you with games like Sunday when he had those two home runs, the six RBIs. Every game, it seems like he's making two or three highlight reel-worthy plays. So it's just, you're right, we probably do talk about him too much. But I just don't know how you can not talk about him. Just the way he's playing right now, it's pretty unreal.
Now, when Hardy went down, was it a no-brainer for Buck Showalter? Because Machado, here's a guy who I think he made six starts at shortstop in his entire major league career before this year. He's already made more than that this season. Was that a discussion and a debate whether to move him over or keep him at third, or was it kind of organizationally understood that that was the way to go?
I think they line up better defensively with Ryan Flaherty at third base.
Yeah.
So they thought that would be kind of a better, stronger defensive. Hardy is out. He likes short play. Game, I think it was. He was at third base still. Ryan Flaherty was at short, and Manny went in there and talked to Buck, and sure enough. So definitely it's a case of Manny wanting to play short, really kind of voicing his opinion a little bit, but also Buck respecting that and knowing at the end of the day that defensively they're probably a stronger club that way. So it's really a combination of a few things.
Brittany, as good as Manny Machado has been good, Adam Jones continues to struggle a little bit at the plate. The average at 200, just one homer. Does he have an idea when you talk to him? Does he know what's going wrong? Is there an idea of what needs to happen, what he needs to figure out to get this turned around?
He's frustrated, for sure. He's definitely very frustrated. He knows he can contribute more to this team. I think early on, that injury he had with the rib cage, the rib soreness, he never looked like he fully recovered. And the thing that really bothered him during that injury was the ability to swing without pain, a full swing. And I think that's kind of what you're seeing. It is maybe a little bit lingering still from that. I would be very surprised if there wasn't something physically going on with him, at least a little bit. But he's such a tough guy that you're not going to sit him down. He's not ever going to say anything. I think he's going to find a way to work through things here and be the Adam Jones that they know.
And speaking of injuries, Yovani Gallardo, if you can kind of update a little bit on that. I know he won't throw again until Saturday, I think.
Right.
What is the thought on him? Because obviously he got off to a tough start to the season. Has this almost been a bit of a reset? Is there a thought that when he comes back, maybe we'll see the Yovani Gallardo that the Orioles were hoping they would see? Because obviously shoulders are not good. When you have a shoulder problem, that's
right.
Kind of the worst kind of problem.
Tendonitis, though.
Yeah.
There's nothing like, you know, pretty much how many shoulder tendonitis do you see around baseball? I mean, Kevin Gausman had Indies pitching tonight. So
yep.
I don't think it's a huge issue. You know, it's nothing with his elbow or his labrum or anything super serious. So I think he's going to end up probably coming back and being a little more refreshed. He seems pretty anxious to get out there. I spoke with him a little bit yesterday. So when you look at what he's been able to do over his career, it's pretty remarkable. He's never been on the disabled list for any kind of arm issue in the past. So this time off might help him, might rejuvenate him. And if you look at Kevin Gausman and what he's been able to do, he's been really crisp, carrying a really good fastball. I think they hope the same case for Yovani Gallardo.
This Orioles pitching staff, one reason that it's been successful, I guess, this season is they've allowed the second fewest home runs in the majors, and that behind a Mets staff that I think if you were to say, you know, compare these two rotations, it's not much of a comparison there when you look at the arms the Mets have versus the Orioles. But they've kept the ball in the park, and I think that's even more impressive considering where they pitch the majority of their games at Camden Yards. Has that been something that's been stressed, pitching to contact in the way of keeping the ball in the park and keeping the ball on the ground, I guess, and out of the air?
That's actually a really interesting stat. I had no idea about that.
It's my addition to the podcast this week. There you go.
I like it. I didn't know that they were doing that well. I think they, as a group, have been a little underrated as of late. I don't know if it's a genuine let's pitch to contact. I think some of these guys are starting to figure out that it's not about blowing the fastball by guys. Kevin Gausman's a good example. He had a great outing his last outing, never even hit 97. And he's a guy who typically will live in that 95-96 range and then take it up a notch when he needs to. So guys like Mike Wright, they're learning how to pitch a little bit more, and I think they're starting to trust their defense. So I don't think they're trying to get guys to make contact, but they're not upset if they do. They're not pitching for the strikeout. So that confidence is certainly helping them.
Great stuff, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.